By the age of five, most of us may know the books of Richard Scarry. He wrote and illustrated hundreds, introducing children to numbers and letters. And, of course, what do people do all day? To commemorate the 50th anniversary of his most famous work, Richard Scarry's best word book ever, Scarry Classics are being re-released by Random House, along with something new, an unpublished manuscript and sketches that were discovered by Richard Scarry's son in his father's studio. Richard Scarry Jr., who's known as Huck, completed the artwork himself for Richard Scarry's best lowly worm book ever. It's out next week. He joins us now from Vienna, Austria, to talk about the book. Mr. Scarry, thanks very much for being with us.
It's a great pleasure to be here.
You used to play in your father's studio?
Oh, yes. I used to spend a lot of time in my father's studio. It was a magical place. It was on the top floor of our house. And it was a great place to lie down on the floor with a big sheet of tracing paper, some pencils or magic markers, and draw away. And he would draw his books, and I would draw cars and airplanes and soldiers or whatever else a little boy likes to draw.
So how did you find this new book? New old book?
Ah, well, my father lived in a very funny little chalet in the mountains in Switzerland, and it is a clutter of a place. And I looked here and I looked there, and underneath my father's desk, I indeed found a rather dusty gray portfolio. And in there, there were a lot of sketches on tracing paper. So it was basically all sketched out, and the text had been written. It was done with my father's typewriter and taped down onto the pages. But he never got around to doing the final art, and so that's what I did.
The key to some of your father's stories, I think, sometimes is the extraordinary detail. And I think that's what youngsters love about the books in many ways. You just don't read them, you explore them.
Absolutely. He loved to put a lot of things on the pages so that the children would have a lot to look at. And he also wanted the parents to have a good time. And there are little asides here and there, little wacky things that you just pick up on and find amusing somehow.
Well, even a phrase just like my trouser, which illustrates the sleeve that Lowly Worm inhabits.
That's right. Lowly, of course, just has his trunk and one little foot, and so he wears an underpant. He doesn't have underpants. So a child isn't going to get the joke, but an adult will find that amusing.
Yeah. Do you happen to know how was it that your father wound up creating a worm to be a signature character?
Well, as you said, he loved to put in lots of details into his spreads. And so then he came upon the idea of adding a little character that you'd have to find. And this worm didn't have any name at the time. But then he started getting fan letters from readers who were always looking for this worm and making drawings of the worm because he's rather easy to draw. And so then my father had to give him a name. And what is a worm? He's Lowly. And he is so optimistic, and he can do everything with his, just because he has this one foot, he can stretch and he can tie himself into knots, and he's very bright and funny, and he's just a wonderful character. I love working with him.
Huck, I hope you don't mind me asking. Millions of people are in a position to see what kind of artist your father was. May I ask what kind of father he was?
Oh, he was a fabulous father. I miss him. He died in 1994, and he spent a lot of time with me, and we went sailing or skiing, or we had a coin collection also, and for $1 you could get a whole roll of 100 pennies, and we would crack the roll open and spread it out on the table, and we would constantly look to fill in the missing spaces in our collector's book. We had a great time.
I have to ask you something as the artist who carries Lowly Worm forward. It has been hard for me to watch World Cup games without thinking of the picture of Lowly Worm kicking a ball.
Uh-huh.
And I cannot imagine how a worm kicks a ball. He's got one foot, but he would have to leave that foot to kick the ball. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's because you're an adult and you think too much. It's true. It's true. I have a lot of editors who are also adults, and they put too much thought into things. And you have to allow room for imagination and just let things be as they are. And kids understand that Lowly can kick a ball. They don't care that he can't back up and then run forward and kick it. But he kicks it.
Richard Scarry Jr., also known as Huck, speaking with us from Vienna. His father's Richard Scarry's Best Lowly Worm Book Ever is just appearing in the U.S. to help commemorate the 50th anniversary of Richard Scarry's Best Word Book Ever. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, it's a great pleasure to be here.